Well, I've been under sedation the last couple of days and I'm just coming out of it now, so I'm a bit zonked. I just wanted to come on and just share something with you.
Go for it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, just to explain to those who don't know, I've had this tumour up in my head the last couple of years. Neurologists have been scratching their heads because they've been a bit baffled about it. They haven't really known what it was. It's been benign, but obviously it's something in my head that shouldn't be there. So last year I went through chemo, which was horrible, really horrible. I've had loads and loads of scans, and I just want to set the scene just by saying that when the chemo finished last year, I had more scans and they said it hadn't worked. Nothing had changed. The tumour hadn't got bigger, hadn't got smaller. It was just the same. There was another scan in January. Again, nothing changed. And so that set the theme for how things were have been this year. And yesterday, I've been up in Uppsala Hospital. Uppsala is just outside of Stockholm, and that's where their neurology team is. It's about 4 hours away from us, where we live. They're one of the best neurology teams anywhere, I'm told. They've been scratching their heads for the last couple of years. Anyway, I had some more tests and scans, and the head neurologist came into my room. A lot of it didn't really make sense because I'd just come out of sedation, so I was like, duh. But Håkon was in the room with me, so he kind of confirmed stuff that I couldn't remember. And basically, the tumour has gone. It's not there anymore. So whatever happened has happened between January and now. But it's gone.
Oh, that is awesome. And I can remember coming over ministering to you as well, didn't we? Remember in the back garden, Long Hills?
Yeah, you were on the balcony, actually.
Yeah, the balcony.
Wow. Remind me what month that was.
When did we go to Norway, love? What month was that? We've been so many places. Yeah, when did we go? I think I went to India in the March. So was it February we came on? I can't remember now. April. We came on my birthday time. Yeah, just
so whatever happened has happened between January and now. And it's quite important to have these checks and balances because then it can't be attributed to anything else. It can't be attributed to the chemo because I've had scans after the chemo and they said nothing's changed. Then there was the last scan in January. So whatever has happened between January and now. And I actually remember that, and this is quite important again, it goes to checks and balances. A couple of months ago, I said to Håkon, I need you to sit down and listen to what I have to say to you. And I said, something is going on in my head. And he said, what? And I said, I don't know. I can just feel something is happening that isn't normal. So, and I can't say whether it's good or whether it's bad, but something is happening. And that was 2 months ago. I could just feel it, and I can't, if you ask me to describe it, I don't know, but it just seemed really busy up there. And it wasn't painful. I wasn't any pain. I didn't need medication or anything. So I'm still a little bit emotional because obviously we only came back yesterday. And yeah, and it's sinking in that I've lived with this thing for the last couple of years, and they were talking about brain surgery, they were talking about radiation, they were talking about more chemo, and that was horrendous, and I really didn't want that. And I was thinking to myself, if they say I have to go through more, I'm not going to do it, because it just puts everything on hold. It just puts your life on hold. And your last lady before Kim said, sometimes you get put things in your way that stop you achieving what you should achieve. Well, this has certainly done that, because obviously my whole life has been consumed with this tumour in my head and not being able to walk straight, and then the chemo last year was horrible, and it just, you know, just it, I just remember it being a very vomity year. So the thought that now that alien that was in my head, that had no busy being in my head, is gone. The neurologist said he can't really explain why it came and how it has gone. He's called it spontaneous recovery, whatever that means. But it's all I know. It's not. It's just sinking in that it's not there anymore, and we don't know why it's not there. So yeah, it's a little bit emotional coming to terms with it. And as I said, it's only been 24 hours since we got back from the hospital, so it's still sinking in that I don't have this alien taking up residence in my head that shouldn't be there. And that's what I wanted to share with you.
Well, all praise to God. You know, is, you know, God definitely gets the glory. And you know, because I can remember that in the back garden, and I can remember when I ministered that, it was, you know, in my heart it was done, but obviously there was no evidence of it, and I completely forgot about that, you know. But when I think of the Norwegian believers, which is very often, I pray for all of you, and I always keep you in the prayers, and I know that you've got great faith in God too, and that he's he's got a plan and purpose for you. He ain't finished with you, that's for sure. He's a God of deliverance and healing, as you now giving testimony and glory to God for doing that. It's fantastic. And there, like I said earlier on, in my sharing, there's going to be many more testimonies of these things happening, you know. And so I'm really blessed God worked in your heart, because you don't usually come on here to share that. So thank you. God worked in you to come on there and share that. That blessed me tremendously and lifted my faith. That, you
well,
know,
I remember you saying, Lawrence, you know, when we prayed, and you actually said it doesn't always happen straight away, and there is no evidence of it happening, and but sometimes you have to wait. And I didn't believe, you know, it was not, no road to Damascus. I didn't expect a peal of thunder and, you know, lightning, and, you know, suddenly, you know, I am healed. And, you know, you made that clear to me, and that was obviously not my expectation. What they did actually say, that my hearing, because you prayed for, it was like, oh, I forgot. And then you sort of pulled me back to you, and you went, and then you prayed for my ear, because what I didn't say, what other people won't know, is that the tumour was on the left side of my head, and its presence actually affected my hearing. And the hospital did tests pretty early on, and my hearing had gone because of the tumour. There was nothing wrong with the mechanics of my ear, but it was just the presence of the tumour blocking it. Now, what the neurologist said yesterday is that the nerves have been damaged by the presence of the tumour, and nerves don't heal themselves, so there is no indication that I will get my hearing back from my left ear. That's been quite hard to deal with, but, you know, we don't need to go into that now. But so you did pray for my ear as well, when you went, oh, I forgot, just before I forget, and you pulled me back to you, and then you prayed for my ear. So that we'll just watch
that,
the space trailing.
You will hear from that ear. You will hear from that ear, and that's your confession, and that's your expectation. It will happen suddenly. And so, like, everything's going to be fine. You know, God doesn't do half measures, you know? And so that's where you just expect that, you know, expect that. And it's done. Like, see, it's already done. And then you'll just wake up and it'll be there.
Well, I'm just over the moon that the tumor, this thing that's been taking up residence on my head has for the last few years and making me wobble all over the place and walk like I'm drunk and, you know, and all the, but, you know, all the headaches have gone and all the pain and everything that went some time ago. So I'm just happy that that's in the past now. And I do have faith that the healing can be, you know, the doctors can't, he said that once nerves are damaged, they don't heal, but that's a human thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Human beings, human doctors can't heal it, but, you know, for God, nothing is impossible. So I do absolutely believe that. I do believe that that will happen. But I wanted to share that with you because, you know, you mentioned in Norway that when you came to Norway that you don't always get the result that you pray for. You don't always get to know what's happened to people, and that when you know you do get this feedback, it encourages you. And I just wanted to encourage you and Kim by letting you know this.
That's fantastic, and we are very encouraged. And I'm really blessed that you shared that. Number one, because you know, it's giving God the glory, number one. And number two, that, you know, those nerves and the tube within the inner ear and the middle ear, they're repairing. And it will come back suddenly. You just, you know, take these words from God. It will happen. And, like, there's work for you to do. God's got great work for you to do for Zana. And he's going to arrange that for you. You don't even have to even organize anything. He's going to bring it to you. And you're a blessing, and I'm really thankful that you came. It reminds me of those 10 lepers, you know, like they got healed and only one come back to Jesus to say, you know, and give glory to God. That's you. It is like that for me. And so that's really great encouragement. I'm so thankful that you took the time to do that. And so the rest of the healing will manifest. And because, you know, God's word is true and it will happen and it's been spoken and now it's going to happen. Okay?
Yeah.
And so
I wanted to thank you anyway. And we don't know what's happened. We don't know. But we, you know, what I'm, and I just have to share this with you. I hope I'm not taking up too much time. You know, there are checks and balances where if they're and I feel that they're put in place. So the glory goes to God because,
yes.
You know, we can't attribute, we don't know what's happened, but we cannot attribute this to the chemo that I went through last year because there has been other scans that showed nothing had changed. And so the glory has got to go somewhere else. And between January, which was the last scan, and now something has happened. I've had no treatment. Nothing has happened. So whatever has happened has been non-medical. I've had no change in medication. There's been no other treatment. So whatever it is, the glory cannot be given to anything human.
Yeah. Amen to that. Amen to that. Yeah. Well, you're a walking miracle anyway, Prasanna, aren't you? All the things God has done for you in your life is just amazing. You have a book.
My husband would agree with you.
what was your book called again, Prasanna, you wrote?
Unbroken Spirit.
Unbroken Spirit. You can get it on Amazon, can't you?
Yeah.
If anyone wants to know about Prasanna's life, it's so interesting from her background and what God's done. It's Unbroken Spirit. You can get on Amazon. Not that I'm promoting the book, but it really is a great book of the culture of Pakistan and all the things that have happened, and where God has brought her and how God's promoting her, being on the television presenter and all these type of things. It's just really wonderful how God is. He just takes care of all of us. He's such a loving God. With that, I do need to move on for Zana. Give my love to Holcomb. And
I thought it was important. And
yes,
yeah.
For you, it was important for you and for God, you know, and it's giving glory. Like I said, it gives glory to God and it builds people's faith because God is still in the business of delivering and healing and setting people free. And that's what he does. And we're his kids as well. He's going to take care of us. So bless your heart.